167. The Prince and Pauper of Pedagogy. There once was a teacher whose pedagogy was the peak of instruction. Peerless in his pedagogic performance, he felt that his students were his patrons and that it was his patriotic duty to pave the educational path for pupils. However, the principal of the school, whose pathetic penal pedagogy was to patrol the classrooms and punish the pupils, didn't even have a paucity of talent. The penalties ranged from pelting the students with pebbles to having his pet parrot peck at them. Despite these peculiarities, he was the patriarch of the teaching staff at the school. One day, having a penchant for peering into classrooms, the principal, accompanied by his pet parrot, came upon the classroom of the teacher. Feeling that the students were answering the teacher peculiarly, the principal entered the classroom and began pelting the pupils with pebbles, saying, "It is my patriarchal duty as the principal of this school to punish pupils for peculiar answers." The peerless teacher was nonplussed and replied, "I love my country and I love my students. I am a patriot and I must pave the way for my students." Sensing hostility, the principal's pet parrot pounced on the teacher and began pecking. The principal urged him on, "Get him! Get him!" The teacher, while trying to ward off the parent's attack, managed to shout out, "Pupils are our patronage and we must pave the way! Pave the way!" The principal retorted, "Don't give me such patronizing rhetoric! Attack! Attack!" The pupils, unable to bear seeing their favorite teacher being attacked, came to his rescue. They pulled the parrot off, picked the principal up, and threw them both out the window. They said to their teacher, "Sir, you are truly wonderful. With regard to pedagogy, you are the prince, and the principal is the pauper."